If you've got school-age kids, chances are you've heard of the ology books. You know, dragonology, pirateology, wizardology, Egyptology.
The secret of understanding hieroglyphics was lost until the Rosetta Stone was discovered by a French soldier in 1790.
We look at the information that's cool, like a picture, and then it tells you what it's about.
They're sort of like a fiction way to learn real stuff.
There's lots of pictures, and sometimes you only look at the big pictures, and when you come back to it, you see other little pictures that are interesting.
Sometimes there's little things in the pockets, like this. Looks like...
Well, we left Claire Ruhlman and Alites Ruiz to figure that out. They're fourth graders at Oyster Bilingual School in Washington, D.C. And we turn to the series' creators, writer Dugald Steer and designer and paper engineer Neem Ta. Their latest collaboration is mythology. I started out by asking Steer for his definition of an ology book.
Okay, an ology book. Well, it's a large book. It's probably got gems and other things on the cover. It's got interactive elements inside. Now, all of our ology books, they look like ancient books which have been discovered in old dusty booksellers. But each one gives information, either factual or fantasy information about a particular topic, such as dragons or pirates.
Now, part of the wow factor for these books is that every page seems to have a little treat, some sort of discovery. In the latest book, the mythology book, for instance, you open up and there's the Book of Serpents, and there's the Pandora's Box, which says, don't open for any reason, which, of course, is an invitation to do just that, to open it up. and there's also something where you open up this little teeny book. It's a specimen, handle with care. And inside is a sample of golden fleece that... comes from a golden ram that Hermes sent to two children to save them from being killed. Now, Neem, as the designer and paper engineer, you put these tidbits together, these little treasures. Tell me about this one in particular.
The golden fleece was basically, it starts off with Doug having an inspiration of what ideally he would like, and then we my job is basically to ensure that what he wants we can actually make and do into a practical sense. With the golden fleece itself, it was a mixture of going to the haberdashery department and looking for some wool and some thread, and on a practical level, trying to get an impression across.
So as the designer of these elements, it seems like you're almost part historian, part artist, and partially, you know, someone who has to get in touch with your inner 8-year-old to figure out what someone would like if they pulled back that flap or opened up that envelope.
It is looking back into your own childhood, but also being very much aware of children and what their interests are and what's available out in the market at the moment as well. Seeing when you go shopping, just keep an eye out and just go around toy departments. It is great fun.
And these books almost always have a big treasure in the back. In this case, there is a quill pen and some lovely stationery. Tell me about this.
Okay, well, the idea of having a quill pen and parchment at the back was Neem's idea, because the book's based on various letters at the front and things like this, and the sides of the book are handwritten with the story of a man called John Oro who's got this book and has gone off to Greece. She thought it would be wonderful if children could themselves write their own letters and things like this to tell their own adventures.
And the stationery was inspired by looking at Greek architecture, looking at some of the motifs around Greek architecture, and styling the frames and things like that, just to enforce the conceit of the book.
And the children are told, when you travel, it is good to keep a journal of what you have seen and done. It is even better to share it with your friends in a letter. I have no further use for this packet of letter paper. I hope you can make use of it. And this is signed by John Oro, 1826. You know, it's part of what makes these books so successful is that there is tactile information in an age where it's so easy to find information with a few keystrokes on a computer, that this is something that sort of takes us back in time to when you actually would go back and look at historical artifacts instead of just turning to the computer.
Yeah, because of course, you know, a child with access to a computer can obviously find plenty of information about the Greek myths on the internet. And we wanted to present it in a fun and interactive way So, yeah, they feel that they've got a facsimile of an old book, so they're maybe touching a piece of the Golden Fleece. They're feeling like Pandora did when Zeus told her not to open that box on any account. They know that they haven't been able to resist opening that envelope, so why should they blame poor Pandora?
Dugald Steer is the writer behind the Ology books. Neem Ta is the designer and the paper engineer. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You can get a sneak peek inside the pages of Mythology at npr.org. There you'll find a video explaining the history of the book, as well as activity sheets for the kids.